Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of the kingdom of heaven being compared to a mustard seed, emphasizing the incredible potential that each of us possesses and the importance of trusting in God's plan for unimaginable blessings. Today's Bible passage is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 32. He proposed another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches.
Have you ever heard the parable about the mustard seed? It's a powerful story that Jesus shared with his followers. Jesus proposes this parable to explain what the kingdom of heaven is like. So, what does this parable mean for us today? Well, let's start by thinking about plants. We all know that plants begin with a tiny seed. It's truly incredible how something so small can hold so much potential. And guess what? That's exactly what Jesus wants us to understand about ourselves. Each and every one of us is like a mustard seed, packed with incredible potential. Now, there are times when we may doubt ourselves. We might think that we can't do much or that we aren't as gifted as others. We may even believe that our actions won't make a significant difference in the grand scheme of things. But here's the truth. God wants to use each and every one of us to build his kingdom. You see, God sees the potential within us, even when we may not see it ourselves. The key is to allow God to work in and through us. Just like a seed that is planted in fertile soil, we need to allow ourselves to be planted in the mercy of God through faith and surrender to his divine will. But it doesn't end there. We also need to be watered daily. How? Through prayer. Prayer is like watering the seed of our potential. It nurtures our relationship with God and allows us to grow closer to him. When we seek a deeper relationship with God, we open ourselves up to his guidance and his plans for our lives. Imagine a plant. It needs sunlight to grow. In the same way, we need the guiding light of Jesus in our lives. When we open ourselves up to his teachings and his presence, we allow God to bring forth incredible blessings from our lives. We become vessels through which God's love, grace, and goodness can flow. Just like a mustard seed grows into a large bush, our impact can be far-reaching and profound. We have the potential to make a difference in the world around us. But it all starts with allowing God to work in and through our lives. So let's take a moment to pray together. Let's ask God to water the areas of our lives where we have been planted. Let's invite him to nourish and cultivate the potential within us so that we can fulfill his purpose for our lives. In this prayer, let's surrender our plans and desires to him. Let's trust that he knows what is best for us and for the world. Remember, you are like a mustard seed, small yet filled with incredible potential. So allow God to work in and through your life and watch as he brings forth blessings beyond your wildest imagination. Keep growing, keep trusting, and keep shining bright. You have the potential to make a difference in this world.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the profound message of the mustard seed parable, we are reminded of the incredible potential you have placed within each of us. Like tiny seeds, we hold the promise of growth and transformation in your kingdom, Lord. There are times when we doubt ourselves and our abilities, yet you see beyond our limitations and recognize the potential within us. Help us to trust in your plan for our lives and to surrender to your will, knowing that you can work miracles through us. Just as plants need water to thrive, we need the nourishment of prayer to deepen our relationship with you. Grant us the wisdom to seek your guidance daily and the strength to follow your teachings. May your light shine brightly in our lives, illuminating the path you have set before us. Empower us to be vessels of your love, grace, and goodness in a world that desperately needs your light. As we pray together, we ask for your blessing upon the seeds of potential within us. Water them with your grace and cultivate them with your wisdom so that we may bear fruit for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Goodbye, and thank you for reflecting on the powerful message of the mustard seed parable with us. As we ponder the profound potential packed within each of us, let's embrace the truth that God sees greatness in us, even when we doubt ourselves. Remember, you are like a mustard seed, filled with incredible potential to make a difference in the world. So, as we part ways, let's trust in God's plan for our lives and shine brightly, knowing that He can bring forth blessings beyond our imagination. Farewell, and may God's abundant blessings be with you on your journey of growth and discovery. Keep trusting, keep growing, and keep shining bright.